Right, but it takes a long time to fix, doesn't it?
Yes, you have to keep it stirred.
Yeah, stand right there. How long does it take it?
I don't know. I guess about 25 minutes.
Is there anything else that you might make that was similar to that with cornmeal?
Yes, we used, my mother made cornmeal dumplings that we used to make with our turnip green parsley.
And you call them cornmeal dumplings?
Mm-hmm.
In South Georgia, they call them something else. Did you know that?
No.
And they call them corn daubas.
I never heard
so. That. My mother told me that. What do you call peas and beets and all kinds like that that you grow in them? You might call your garden, you say, I've got a, what kind of garden? Peas and beans and tomatoes and corn.
Spring garden or summer garden? Or
well, what are you growing in there?
Peas and beans and
what do you call them all together?
Vegetable.
Right.
A vegetable garden.
What is the southern food that's served with sausage and eggs in the morning? And it sure is good. It's white. And you just mentioned it.
What the?
To eat with your eggs and bacon in the morning. Made out of corn and boiled and served with salt and pepper and butter.
Mush.
Yes, and what else? You said something else. It's white, you know, now you buy it instant.
Grit.
What is there another name for that? Or what do you call the dish made from the whole grains of corn?
That's hominy.
And then that's the difference, is it?
Well, hominy is usually made with lye, or you can make it with soda. You cook the, you put on the raw corn, and put some soda with it. We used to use lye that we run out of ashes, put ashes in a hopper and put water on them. And within a certain number of days after you wet them good, the lye would start to run.
Huh.
And you could use a little of that lye. That's where it got started, with lye hominy, I guess.
Well, how would you know how much to use?
Well, there wouldn't be any certain amount.
You just have to guess?
Yeah, something like a fourth of a cup or half a cup, depending on how much corn you had.
What is the starch made from inside of the grain that's raised in, old Louisiana raises it, and they always joke and say a lot of people in Charleston eat it. Charleston's a big thing. The Chinese eat.
Rice.
Right. What are some of the names for non-tax paid alcohol? I know you know some of those if you live in Georgia with me.
Well, it's bootlegging.
Right. Well, what else? Well, of course, it's what you might call that. You know that you've heard of these terms. Somebody say it's bootlegging, but they bootleg what?
Liquor.
And what else might they call it? It's hard to think when you're trying to think of a special thing, isn't it? White lightning. You ever heard of that?
Yes, but Pop I hadn't heard it in a long time.
Pop skull. Anything else? I know there's one that you might even make from cider at home and you call it homebrew. Is there another one? Any other terms?
I don't.
Have you ever heard of moonshine?
Yeah.
I didn't know Carroll was such a legal county. I thought surely there was some moonshine in Carroll County.
I'm sure there are. I think they caught one inside the city limits not long ago.
My goodness. When something's cooking and it makes an impression on your nose, you say, ooh, just what? Just what?
Sniff it?
Mm-hmm. Or might say just, that means the same thing as sniff. Mm-hmm.
Smell that?
You crush cane and boil the juice and make what?
Syrup.
What else might you call that?
Molasses.
And if it turned out that it was too thick, you might say, oh, this molasses, it what?
Well, it'll turn to sugar something.
Oh, it will.
It's overcooked.